Well, Southeast livestock producers are being reminded about the 5th National Conference on Grazing Lands. It'll be held in Orlando, Florida, December 9th through 12th. And Pat File, member of the National GLCI Steering Committee, said they have a variety of producers lined up to speak at this year's event.
This time we'll have over 50 folks coming in that will address various issues that have to do with grazing. This is not just a beef conference. We actually have a strong membership in the dairy industry. And we address grazing dairy issues, and as confinement dairies are switching to grazing dairies, this is very timely for the Southeast. We have an added emphasis on the small ruminants, the sheep and goat industry. And as times change, there's more and more emphasis on grass-fed or forage-fed beef. And a lot of our speakers are in that business. They've taken their grazing operations to a higher step and are finishing their own beef.
On-site registrations will be available for all 3 days or just one day if that's all you'll be able to attend.
And if you can only get away for one day, Tuesday, all day, there will be 5 concurrent sessions going on, and they'll address the various things. In other words, if you're a dairyman, you can just listen to dairy speakers. Or if you're in the sheep business, you can listen to just those folks that are sharing what's been successful for them.
And Pat said the reduced rate at hotels for the event is still available.
They can drive to it. Orlando is not that bad a drive from anywhere in Georgia or Alabama. So normally for this type of conference, you would be having to fly, stay the whole time, and it would really add up. But you can do this fairly economically. So I'm hoping they take advantage of it.
She said it's an event all producers need to consider attending, as a variety of information will be presented. That's the 5th National Conference on Grazing Lands, December 9th through 12th in Orlando, Florida. For more information, go to their website at glci.org. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.